You are listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, the podcast for the off-roader with a short attention span.
I am jacked to Jeep. Hi, and welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, delight, entertain, and talk about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Well, it's about how long it takes for the center of my hot pocket to get to a digestible temperature. All right, so you're listening to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, very first interview. I contacted Steve with Jack 2 Jeep, and he responded, and I had my very first Zoom call, or actually my second Zoom call. First one was with my doctor. Got that nasty rash, but that's neither here or there. Very first Zoom call interview, and I got to say, it's almost impossible to screw up a Zoom call, but I did. My audio is horrible on it. I was able to salvage Steve's side and clean it up the best I could. And it's not the best, but it's listenable too, if that's a word. My audio, horrible. I don't know what I did. So I'm going to voice over my questions. And when I say questions, it was just about two questions. Because Steve is a talker. I didn't have to intervene or ask anything. I just turned on, hit the record button, and he went at it. And I thank you, Steve. It was awesome. You know, I was kind of nervous about it because I got to be honest, I didn't prepare. I figured two Jeep guys, it would be very interesting to just have an unscripted talk about whatever came up. And I had a few points that I was going to try to steer the conversation in, but I didn't have to. Steve did it all. And thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. So anyhow, right into the interview. First question I asked him was, Jacked to Jeep. That's his channel name. That's his Instagram handle. I didn't quite get what it meant, because I was thinking Jack as in like a floor jack. And he explained it to me, and after he did, it made sense. Here's Steve's reply. I said, Jack to Jeep, what does it mean?
When I started my channel, I was going to do it Jack for Jeeps and do it for four-wheel drive, and I had it designed where the J's were turning, and it was kind of just a weird design I did. And then I decided, it just didn't work out for me, and I just decided to do two Jeep, so I'm like Jack, like I'm excited to go Jeeping. It's kind of what the basic concept is. I'm Jack to Jeep. I'm Jack to go out four-wheel, and I'm Jack to Jeep. So that's the concept behind it.
Now that you hear it, it makes total sense. So the next question I had for Steve was, tell me about your rig. What do you like to, what do you wheel in?
Well, I actually have two now, but my Rubicon I bought 3 years ago, used as a 2011. It had about 104,000 miles on it. And since then, I put 488 gears, I put 35s on it. I did front and rear bumpers. I did RCV front drive shafts. I did our axle shafts. I did Tom Woods drive shafts. What else? I did a lot of stuff inside to it. I had a top made by California Off-Road, I believe is what it is. It's a gentleman made out of California, but I don't know why he says it's Canada, excuse me. But he said it's a very versatile soft top that I have on it. I actually love it. It's a lot of little things I did to it. I did the diabolical slipstream on the back. Just a lot of different things I've done to it. And I just bought, in the end of October, I just bought a 85 TJ7 also.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do with that?
That's going to be actually, it's already built up pretty good. It has the coilover leaf springs on it. And right now it has 37s, and I'm putting 40s on it right now. And it's going to be more of a big crawler. There's a lot of trails I do. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rock Fest in South Dakota. It's sponsored by TNT Customs here in Cheyenne and 605 Jeepers out of South Dakota. And it has some really aggressive, rough stuff up there. And I took my Rubicon with the 35s, and I did okay, but I just couldn't do all of the obstacles. And there were some guys up there with some bigger rigs, and I just, you know, I like going on trail rides with my wife and my daughter and do the small stuff, but I kind of want to do some big stuff too. So I figured this would be the best way to do both, is have two different rigs for it.
No, I gotta tell you, I think that's everybody's dream, to have two rigs, one set up for rock crawling, another one set up for light stuff, I guess. Steve has been everywhere wheeling. He's been West Coast. He's in the middle of the country. So he's been to Moab. And he's recently come out to my neck of the woods, pretty much right past my house, wheeling. And so I just wanted somebody's, I won't say small potatoes, but an average person, what's their take on the East Coast, West Coast thing? Here's what he had to say.
You know, the biggest thing I think, Nick, is that people don't realize it. I didn't realize it even, is that west of the Mississippi is pretty much free to wheel anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to go and pay for it like you do at, you know, Oray or a Windrock or anything like that. You have to go in, and, you know, S'more, you know, Missouri, you have to pay to get in. And it's those four-wheeling camps and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's, you know, it's all pretty much the same, really. It's just, that's the only difference that I've noticed, is that because the train is a train. It's, you know, you get that sticky clay mud in Georgia and Tennessee and stuff like that, but you can find that anywhere, really. It's, you can find rocks anywhere. You know, S'more is phenomenal rock crawling up there, and in Tennessee also. And the basic thing, the difference is just scouting it out and seeing what's free and what's not free, because that I didn't know. When I went on that trip to North Carolina, when I started out, I just thought, my daughter was with me, and I thought, we could just stop in these different places and go forward. And some of them were closed, and we had to change our whole route around a little bit. So that was the biggest difference, is just not knowing that.
Yeah. All the videos I see are dry, and here in North Carolina, you spit and it makes a mud puddle. Once go wheeling without mud.
Yep. But like I said, I think the other big difference, you know, the other difference is, and it's not wheeling, and it's sad, it's people don't take the trails. You know, the further east I went, the more trash, the more junk I found on the trails, which is sad. I think that's, you know, you go back towards, I haven't gone to like California yet, but even Washington, it was clean.
Thank you, Steve. And I've got to say, I'd like to apologize on behalf of this beautiful state of North Carolina. There's not much we can do about the pay-to-play situation. It seems like most of the good wheeling out here is private property. And of course, everybody's got to make a dollar. But we can do something about the trash. I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed that you had to come here and see trash on the trails. Everybody I wheel with employs the tread lightly policies and cleans up after themselves. I never see anybody leaving trash on the trail. But then our trails are littered, and I don't know where it's coming from. I imagine it's just one or two people just really having a party. But so please, everybody, pick up your trash and pick up other people's trash too. There's no shame in cleaning up after somebody else. I know that we're not other people's mamas, and we don't clean, and it's a shame that we have to, but yeah, let's help keep our trails clear. It's embarrassing when people come here and they have to see the trash, and that's a memory they bring with them.
Thank you, Steve. For a first interview, I couldn't have asked for a better guest. You kind of took the reins and kind of discovered how ill-prepared I was. All right, so catch Steve on his YouTube channel, Jacked to Jeep. That's Jack, J-A-C-K-E-D, the number two, then Jeep. He's got a lot of interesting ideas coming up. I promised I wasn't going to divulge anything. But check out his YouTube channel, Instagram handle, same thing, Jacked2Jeep. So if you want to be on the show, contact me and I'll interview you. Or I'll just let you talk and record it. That's even less work for me. All right, that's about all the time we have for tonight. You can catch and download the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean, and YouTube. You can follow and or contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on the Gram, the Twitter, Facebook, and of course YouTube. You can email us at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. All right, until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy.